everyone. Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report and wrapping up this two-hour weekend show with a company update from Nucor Gold, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol NCAU and on the OTC markets under the symbol PRCNF. I'm chatting with the president and CEO, Luke Alexander. Now, Luke, I wanted to highlight some of the news that has just recently come out of Nucor Gold from this week, because it's a pretty significant increase in the company's drill program. Just to bring everybody up to speed, I first introduced Nucor on the show back at the tail end of September. The company is focused in Ghana on this Enchi Gold property. There is already a resource that was updated already this year, stands at 1.22 million ounces, and the news from November 5th outlined a 50,000 meter increase in the drill program on top of the already 8,000 meters that was underway. So a massive step from 8,000 now to 58,000. Luke, just give us an initial comment on what's drawing the company to increase the drill program by this much.
Yeah, hi, Corey, and hi everyone who's listening in. I hope you're having a good weekend. We're ultimately really excited about the additional 50,000 meters that we're going to drill. You know, historically, there's been about 49,000 meters drilled on this project. And, you know, needless to say, this is a very large program. And ultimately, I mean, the district scale potential that we've got at our Enchi project justifies this kind of a program. So we're going to focus on ultimately expanding resource as well as for the first time ever drilling at depth. So that's the main motivation for the money that we just raised, is to be able to aggressively drill this program over the next 6 months.
So for everyone who is listening in their car or simply on the radio or through our podcast, I recommend going to the Nucor Gold website. It's nucorgold.com. Pulling up the company's slide presentation and going to slide 13. This outlines the overall project and all of the targets that the company has. I believe it's upwards of 25 targets. There's also a pyramid here that shows target ranking in terms of where deposits are, what you're hoping to at least increase some of these deposits in the overall resource, and some of the untested targets. Let's start with the top of the pyramid here. So some of the low-hanging fruit that could grow the current 1.22 million ounce resource. Take us through some of these targets first, please.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you look at the map on slide 13, you'll see that our property is 216 square kilometers from north to south. It's about 40 kilometers in length, and where the mineralization typically sits on these types of deposits are second and third order shears that come off of the main Bibiani shear. If you total up those second and third order shears or splays that go through our property, you've got about 100 kilometers of strike length. So true district scale potential. We've to date identified about 25 different targets across the entire property. They're at various stages of work. So at the top of the pyramid, which Corey's referring to on slide 13, we've got Boeing, Suem, and Niam. Those are our three resource areas. That's what makes up our 1.22 million ounces of inferred resource. And those areas are open along strike. At Boeing and Suem, there's some gap zones, which, again, if you're looking at the presentation, you'll see those gap areas on slide 14. But ultimately, those are areas that have not been historically drilled. So as part of this 50,000 meters and part of the 8,000 meters that we're just finishing up at the moment, we've started to drill out those areas. And we think that that's lower risk, lower hanging fruit potential to expand the resource, as well as drilling along strike at all three of these resource areas. And then the big opportunity is for the first time ever to start drilling at depth. And if you look at these green stone hosted deposits, typically where they significantly grow is when you start drilling at depth. And if you look at Chirano, 50 kilometers to the north of us, that's Kinross's 200,000 ounce a year producer, five and a half million ounce deposit. You'll see that at at depth, they significantly started to grow their resource. And that's one of the things we're extremely excited about, is to, for the first time ever, to start drilling at depth on Boeing, Suam, and Niam. And we think that we could significantly grow the resource. Again, if you're looking at slide 15 in our presentation, you'll see that there's a cross section there comparing Enchi to Chirano, and you can visually see how these deposits can have real potential to grow at depth. So that's the focus for resource expansion. But then there's other areas that we've had some historical drilling done on, very limited drilling, areas like Kojina Hill, Quackrom, and Arati, and we're currently going back to two of those areas, Kojina Hill and Quackrom, as part of our 8,000 meter program. But ultimately, we'll look to do a lot more drilling with the 50,000 meters that we've that we're going to do over the next 6 months, and we'll ultimately look to move those drill tested areas in up the pyramid and hopefully into the resource category. And then the next area of focus will be some of the advanced targets that we've got on our property. So areas like Nkwanta, Suam South. Suam South is one of the largest anomalies on our property. It's 3.5 kilometers by 2.5 kilometers. It sits at the southern end of our property. We've currently just built a road down to Suam South. We're going to start doing trenching work, and we'll ultimately start to drill that for the first time ever early next year, as well as Arati, which 40 kilometers to the north is another area where we're going to go back and do some additional drilling. And then below that, we've got, you know, another, call it 15 to 20 different targets at various stages, where we'll either be doing trenching or soil sampling, mapping, to kind of start to move those towards the advanced target area. So lots of opportunity across this project for us, and we're really excited about the next 6 months.
Okay, quick follow-up question regarding some of the deep drilling. How deep are you planning on going with these holes?
So to date, the average depth that's been drilled across our property is 50 meters. So historically, it's really been targeting the oxides. The deepest hole that we've drilled is down to 175 meters vertical. With this upcoming program, and with the diamond rigs that we'll bring in, we'll look to drill down to kind of 250 to 350 meters vertical.
Now, what about all these other targets? I get it. You guys have a wealth of targets here. It's not a bad thing to have this many targets, but to balance out how many holes you're putting into each of these targets, can you give us a little insight here?
So at the moment, we've got one rig on site. We'll keep that rig on site, and it's just kind of finishing up and pushing through the 8,000 meters. So we'll keep that drill rig turning. We'll look to add two more drill rigs by the end of this year, and then early next year, look to bring in another two or three rigs. So by early next year, we'll ramp up to, call it, five or six rigs, and we'll look to have all of this drilling done, the 50,000 meters, by May of next year, which is when the rainy season starts. So in terms of the targeting, about half of it will be focused on RC drilling, so continuing to expand the oxide resource with a big focus at Boeing, Suam, and Niam, which are our resource areas. But then again, bringing areas like Kojina Hill, Quackrom, Arati, hopefully into that resource category as well. And then with the diamond drilling, the other kind of half of our program, we'll start to drill at depth. The areas that we'll focus on for the deeper drilling are Boeing and Suam and Niam initially. And again, we've got the best geological understanding of those areas given the amount of drilling that's been done on them already. So that's where we'll focus our deep drilling. And then obviously, you know, targeting other areas for the first time as well, as I've highlighted areas like Suam South, Tokasia, Nkwanta. And then we've got a portion of the meters that are unallocated, and those will ultimately move around depending on how things are progressing and some of the work that are being done on additional targets across the overall property.
Okay, so there is a nice balance here of growing resources, current resources, but then also going to make some potentially new discoveries in terms of put areas that haven't even been drilled before and areas that do have some work already done on them. Is that fair to say that the overall goal right here at the end of this 58,000 meter program is to increase resources, but also make potentially a couple new discoveries?
Absolutely. And that's where we think we can create the most value for shareholders, is continue to, you know, prove up resource, oxide resource near surface, ultimately grow from the current 1.22 million ounces that we've got. But then, you know, make new discoveries is a big goal for us as part of this 50,000 meter program. And hence the reason why we're spreading out and drilling a number of different targets, but also hoping to make some discoveries at depth, which we think will start to prove out that this system has real potential to grow at depth, and we think that'll create a lot of value for shareholders. So absolutely, grow the resource and make new discoveries is the goal of this program. And if you look at it, you know, the historical drilling that's been done on this, we're almost doubling the total RC, and actually we're more than doubling the total RC and diamond drilling that's been done on this project with this 50,000 or call it 58,000 meter program that we're that we're doing at the moment.
So Luke, when people are starting to see some of the results hit the market, should investors be expecting any higher grade zones, or is this really a property where you see a consistent grade throughout, or at least that potential, just building resources that are all of similar material, similar grade?
If you look at some of the other deposits along the Sefwi-Bibiani belt, you'll see that where grades have typically increased is at depth. And again, if you look at Chirano to the north of us, that's where they started to make higher grade discoveries, was when they started to drill deeper. And again, if your listeners are looking at our presentation, I'd point them to slide 15, and that kind of highlights the potential for higher grade at depth. But from an oxide perspective, you know, at surface, the opportunity to continue to expand that and have very economic ounces is something that we're going to really focus on as well. But yes, at depth, our expectation is that we will see higher grades.
All right. Now, I guess another thing that we do need to touch on is the funding of the company. The company just closed a $15 million bought deal. How much is budgeted for this 58,000 meter program?
So the 8,000 meters was funded from the money that we raised in May of this year. And then our goal is ultimately to put as many meters into the ground as possible. I mean, one of the things with Nucor is that management is extremely well aligned with shareholders. We've through our 32% ownership in the business. So ultimately, our goal is aligned with shareholders, that we ultimately want to put as much money into the ground as possible. And so that's the way we've laid out our budget, is, you know, how many meters can we get to ultimately maximize value for shareholders. And that's where we were able to come up with that 50,000 meter program. But then, and, you know, when we finish that program, we ultimately also want to make sure we've got enough cash in the bank to weather any storms and be able to run the business for a 12 or 18 month period post completion of that drilling. So we're putting as many dollars into the ground as possible, because we think that's where we'll be able to maximize shareholder value ultimately.
All right, Luke, we're going to wrap it up here. That wraps up this two-hour weekend show. Please, everybody, send me your thoughts, first of all, on the new, more focus format on investing and, well, resources for the second hour. Also, send me any questions you have for any of the guests that I've had on, and especially for Luke over at Nucor. I will get all those answered, as I'll just keep up all the daily editorials and the two-hour weekend show as we progress through the rest of this year, which undoubtedly will continue to be volatile, but it was a good week, end of the week especially, for precious metals, and I know a lot of investors saw some nice gains just this week. So hey everybody, thank you for tuning in this weekend. As I mentioned, keep those emails coming, fleck@kereport.com. Luke, everybody else, have a great weekend.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.